Bob Simpson, Phoenix FM. Now, over the years, the government has struggled to react to climate change and loss of diversity in nature. Before the election announcement, there was a private member's bill travelling through Parliament that would try to ensure the government takes account of the climate in whatever actions it passes. The Climate and Nature Bill will now be re-presented in the new Parliament, and for it to succeed, the majority of MPs need to back it. Frances Quintrell and Wendy Sant are heading up a local part of a national campaign to get residents and local organisations to sign an open letter to prospective MP candidates in support of the bill. And I'm pleased to say that Frances and Wendy join me now. Welcome both.
Hi.
Thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, I've seen you before, Frances, haven't
indeed
I? You're still singing, are you?
I do quite a lot of music, yes.
Yes,
indeed.
Good.
Running lots of things, yeah.
Oh, you've got a busy life, I know, yeah. So you've made it even busier now with this campaign, haven't you? And Wendy's joined you. We haven't met before, have we, Wendy?
But nice to meet you.
And you. So how did you get involved in this campaign? Let's start with you, Wendy.
Well, I've always been interested in the environment and nature, and I was a member of Friends of the Earth. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I guess because I was on their mailing list, it's probably a couple of years ago, I got something through about the bill. And at the time, all I did was sign a petition,
okay.
And that was about it. And then more recently, obviously, we heard about the campaign being more local rather than just a national campaign.
Right.
I kind of started thinking that maybe I needed to get involved.
Yeah, good. Good. And you, Frances?
Well, yes, we're concerned about changes to nature and the weather patterns, the things that we're seeing around. And you see these television programmes that tell you that every nature programme will say that there's problems.
Yeah.
And you think, well, what can I do about it? Is there anything I can do? And generally you think that there isn't. Mm. And Wendy came to me. We've been doing a lot of recycling together,
okay.
Sadly.
Oh, that's...
between us, we've managed to encourage people to recycle 2 tonnes of recycling. We've sent
wow,
plastic recycling.
Brilliant.
So,
it was Wendy that got you involved,
yeah,
then, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well,
yeah.
I did. But yeah. Frances was involved with the recycling programme, and I used to help her with that.
Okay.
But we knew each other through that.
Okay, so. Lovely. All right, well, give us some background, please. Why do we need this bill?
Well, it's because we're seeing the changes in nature brought about by the weather we're experiencing. We can tell it's been so rainy, yet we were told it was going to be dry.
Mm.
And so we're getting all that. Then there's plastic pollution, there's the sewage pollution that we've been hearing about, and lack of purity in water. There's so many things.
Mm.
And we're having lots of records of hottest and wettest, those sorts of things. And so the government signs up to various policies, COP15 years,
yeah.
You imagine how long ago COP15
yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah.
And they sign up to it, but then it all slips back, and there are other things get in the way, and there's also powerful companies that have got lots of money who will persuade the government in one way.
Mm.
And what we are trying to do is to make sure that the government does really do its job in terms of making sure that the climate is controlled or it preserved, the carbon footprint is
sure.
smaller, and the things we know we've got to do, but it's up to the, and as individuals, it's really hard, like, you know, as a grain of sand.
Absolutely,
you think, what
yeah,
can I
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
And it takes government and big things to be able to actually make the changes. So that's where we're going with this, yeah.
It seems very difficult for them to translate intentions into actions, doesn't it? I think it was Caroline Lucas who really kicked this off back in 2020, was it?
Yeah, that's right.
And absolutely, it, yes.
And it's still floating about. It's not been finalised.
No,
yeah.
I mean, she was forward, fronting that, really, but obviously she's leaving the House of Parliament this time, so someone else has taken it over. But, yeah, I mean, she's been a tremendous supporter of it.
Yeah. So what national organisations are supporting this bill and campaign?
Okay, it's actually has cross-party support. So at the moment, well, when just before Parliament was dissolved, there were just over 130 MPs from all political parties had signed up to support it as an MP. There's quite a lot of councils nationally, local councils within various areas who've signed up nationally. And there's also a lot of scientists. And then one of the really important things, and something we'll probably get back to later, is organisations. And then there's the usual ones that you would expect, like Friends of the Earth and the World Wildlife Fund and Greenpeace. But then also other ones that show more broad community support. So the National Federation of Women's Institutes, the Cooperative Bank, Doctors Association, the National Education Union, and the Church of England Environment Programme have just signed up. So it's quite broad, actually, the support. It's not just eco-warrior groups.
Yeah, sure. Well, we all know we need this, really, don't we? And also joining the campaign was wildlife TV presenter and conservationist Chris Packham. He's lent his support to this campaign. Let's have a listen to what Chris Packham had to say.
At a certain point in the very near future, we're going to be going to the polls to elect a new parliament, a new government. And I think that this might be the government that has the last chance to address our climate and biodiversity crisis. Because, frankly, we're getting close to some tipping points. Now, the bill is a very robust, science-led plan that would make sure that we can address this. It would build stronger communities, sustainable communities. It would involve us as participants, citizens, and it would lead to better outcomes for nature, for wildlife, and of course, more broadly, for the environment too. So at this point, would you please impress upon all of the candidates who are standing in your constituency, your future MP, the need to implement this bill as rapidly as possible. I mean, frankly, the best thing to do is to say to them, if you don't do that, then you risk not getting my vote. Because this time, we're not only voting for one of those MPs, we're voting for our future.
Well, that's pretty concise, isn't it? That sums it up very nicely, doesn't it?
It's very good.
Yes. So, it's a national campaign, but you're campaigning locally in Basildon and Billericay. What sort of response have you had so far?
Well, at the moment, it's fairly early days, actually. We've only been doing this probably about six, seven weeks. And obviously, originally, we were hoping that the election was going to be in the autumn and we had a bit more time.
So
things have had to escalate a little bit.
Yeah.
At the moment, we've got about 80 individual signatures, but there's quite a lot more out there where people are coming back to us, collecting from their own organisations. And we have eight local organisations who've signed up. And that's, again, things from the local tree wardens, a funeral directors in Billericay, a couple of retail businesses, and then also a rather large charity that does a lot of work on mental health, well-being and environment across Essex. So that's where we are so far. We've got hopefully more to come. We've done a lot of talking to people, but actually at the moment it's very early days. We could do with a little more time, to be honest, but we haven't got that.
Well, of course, in Basildon and Billericay, whatever happens, whoever gets elected, it'll be a change of MP, won't it?
Yes, so, it will.
Presumably you'll be sending all the results to all of the candidates in in the election. Well, obviously.
Can I say something about Brentwood?
You can say whatever you want, Francis.
I don't think there's anything going on in Brentwood. So if there's anyone out there who thinks they would like to take this mantle up and have a go at doing the work in Brentwood, we'd love to hear from you to get some signatures going there.
Okay. As far as individuals are concerned who might want to support this campaign, I beg your pardon, how easy is it for them to do that? What can they? What do they
do? It's very easy. You can go on to action.zerohour.uk and it's very. You put in your postcode and the page will come up, which is your constituency, and you can read the letter, and then you can just say, I'd like to sign the letter, and that's it. That's all you have to do.
That's it. I did it myself the other day. It took probably less than 3 or 4 minutes, I would have thought. So, yes, I'm happy to support this, and Phoenix FM are supporting the campaign too. And I hope you get overwhelming support in our local area. The more people who sign up, the more chance there is of this bill becoming law. And is there anything, I want to give you every opportunity to say everything you need to say. Is there anything else you want to cover on this?
Just, if I could just give you an example about a pilot that they did down in St. Ives.
Yeah.
So as I said, it's very early days for us, and you might look at where we are so far and say, well, actually, that's not a lot of local support to demonstrate. Mm. But they did a pilot in St. Ives. And at the time, the MP, who is a Conservative man called Derek Thomas, wasn't inclined to support the bill when they first went to him. And then they went away, and they only had about 200 signatures, individual signatures, but they got more than 100 organisations to sign up.
Right.
And that was everything from the environmental groups that you might expect, but also schools, churches, cafes, men's sheds, knitting circles, literally broad community support. And they went back to their MP and said, look, this is what we've got. And he said, well, my job is to represent my constituents. And he said, that's great, I'm on board with it. And he signed up, and he's actually been quite active at supporting. Now, obviously, everything's going to change with the election, and we'll have some people who are in at the moment will not be in, and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're kind of viewing this as an opportunity to try and contact people while they're, as Francis said earlier, asking us to vote for them, that they might be more receptive to what the community wants.
Absolutely. A bit of people power there.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Really good example of people power.
And it works. Excellent. Well, let's hope you get the same here. Thanks for joining us today. A very worthy, worthwhile cause. And maybe you could come back afterwards and tell us how you got on. How about that?
I'd love to.
Yeah?
Thanks very much.
Are you sure there's nothing else you need to cover? No. Have we covered everything?
I think so.
Yeah. I think the summary is just as you said. It's a real opportunity for us to do something.
Yeah.
And all it takes is a few clicks to sign the open letter on the Zero Hour website. And if you run your own business or community group, it's also really easy to sign up as an organisation. And they've really shown that organisations are really powerful in persuading politicians to take notice.
Yeah.
So every voice counts, and we're very grateful for your support.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're very grateful for your actions. Okay, so we'll get this all up on the Phoenix FM website later today with a link to that Zero Hour website where you can actually sign to support this. And I'll be sharing it like mad on social media, and maybe you could do the same, and we'll try and get the message out there.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us today. Good luck with the campaign. That's Francis Quintrell and Wendy Sant.